This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, Nation. The Cowboys have done something, reaching an agreement with running back Javonte Williams, 1 year, $3.5 million per Tom Pelissero, 850-plus yards total in each of his three full seasons that he's played in Denver. He does catch a lot of balls out of the backfield. Yards per attempt the last 2 years has been under four. This segment of the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Dallas and Fort Worth. Simple one-day hair loss solution, advancedhair.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation. They only get paid when you win. It's the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief with more on that and more in a sports hodgepodge.
Okay, yeah. I mean, let's flesh this out a little bit. What does that do to the Rico sweepstakes? Javonte Williams, definitely a guy who probably flourishes more in the passing game. You just mentioned under 4 yards per carry the last 2 years. Couldn't get it going even with Sean Payton, who knows how to design some rushing attacks, and some other guys got the got the nod ahead of him, so clearly fell out of favor. But it's a small deal. It's, I mean, 1 year, $3 million, so pretty low risk in there. Certainly doesn't take you out of the market, at least when it comes to the draft. Still definitely need,
not at all.
Still, yeah. Definitely need a running back. So, but I mean, do you expect this to be the Rico replacement? Because Rico probably gets double this. I mean, Rico probably gets roughly $6 million per year. And this,
yeah,
is,
I think this is a cheaper version. But, I mean, you're not going to spend on both of them. You're not going to give Javonte $3.5 million and Rico $6 million. That would be a big surprise. So, to me, it's clear they want to draft a guy that's going to be like the guy who gets the majority of their carries.
Yeah, this would be a rotational back. I mean, look, I loved Javonte Williams coming out of North Carolina. And he looked prime to take over the backfield there in Denver. Like, he was going to be a breakout star. And then 2022, he had the ACL and LCL tears. And since then, the production just hasn't been the same. He averaged under 4 yards per carry 2 years ago. This past year, he was looking at, I mean, not a ton of production. And, I mean, it felt like Sean Payton, for whatever reason, he kind of ended up in the doghouse. So, I mean, we'll see. Maybe he is healthy now, and he is he was always a great back, at least in college, when it came to breaking tackles, making the first guy miss. That was a strength of his. Clearly, the receiving ability is there. So, I think at worst, I mean, he can be a change of pace back for you. Maybe they're able to end up catching, you know, lightning in a bottle, and he ends up giving you a really, really good 1 year for $3 million. I mean, that's a dude. It's kind of similar to the Royce Freeman signing a year ago. Like, if something happens and he doesn't end up making the roster, okay, no harm, no foul. But I don't know that he's like, okay, this is our starting running back now. No. I still think that's going to be whomever they draft within the first three rounds would be my guess.
Reading from some guys in Denver saying that obviously great as a pass catcher out of the backfield, but also pretty good in pass protection. So maybe just a third down kind of back. And he is super young. I mean, what, he's 24 years old. He's the youngest running back on the market. So that's encouraging. But that is the lone outside free agent move that we could speak of for the Cowboys right now. Broncos running back Javonte Williams, now a member of the Cowboys. We'll see what I wonder where Rico ends up. Who's going to pay up for old Rico? I think Rico's better than him, Javonte Williams. But yeah, we know the Cowboys want to penny pinch at every turn.
They're probably looking
for some value.
They probably think they're going to lose Rico. They're probably getting the indication that they're not going to be able to sign him back.
Yeah, he'll probably get $6 to $8 million a year.
Yeah,
and maybe they just didn't want to go that high for Rico.
David Hellman says he likes this. Numbers aren't going to impress you. Only 24 years old, though. More importantly, they just needed to cover themselves for the draft without breaking the bank. More than fits that bill, says our buddy David Hellman. So, yeah.
But I would be terrified to go into a season with only Javonte because of the injury history.
There's no way you can. They'll draft a runner.
Okay.
Well, and you have to do that, like you said, in the first three rounds.
They got to come out, and regardless, whoever they signed, I'd have felt this way. This is your time to get a running back in this year's draft. There's too many good ones. Now is the time. So, if it's not in the first round, that's cool with me. If it's at 44, if it's at 76, you got to go ahead and take one of these dudes.
Okay, so elsewhere around the NFL right now, speaking of Denver, their backup quarterback Zach Wilson is now signing a one-year backup quarterback deal in Miami to be backing up Tua. So that means we'll probably be seeing a fair amount of Zach Wilson this year. You back up Tua, you're a half starter.
It's basically a starting gig.
How about this? This is crazy. BetMGM, their odds for the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl, they were plus 4,000 before signing Zach Wilson. They signed Zach Wilson, and now it's plus 10,000.
Let's go. Dude, he's going to crush it in South Beach.
That is freaking hilarious, dude. Some wide receiver news. The Rams are planning on releasing Cooper Kupp when the new league year begins on Wednesday, March 12th, unless, of course, he's traded by then, but not likely. They signed Davante Adams yesterday. I think that's a nice move for them. Definitely an upgrade from
That's exactly the kind of player the Cowboys are going to go after, you know?
Kupp?
Yes. Yeah. Used to be a star, bring some name value, but, I mean, there's a point in which the dollar per stat or whatever goes and starts working in your favor, and it's on the other side of these because you're not getting any upside in these deals.
Mm-hmm.
And the market just doesn't value them high. So this is actually like a market inefficiency the Cowboys do a nice job of exploiting.
And our old buddy Michael Gallup looking to make his return to the NFL. He's got a visit set up with the Commanders. Dan Quinn familiarity, of course. And really just the Commanders are a pipeline for former Cowboys. At least last offseason, that was the case.
It's what that DC's going to end up standing for. Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Gallup's a really easy guy to root for. And I think the nice thing here is he's no longer good enough to really hurt you.
Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver for the Bengals, waiting to get his contract. He just tweeted out or had an Instagram picture that just read, "Know your worth, then add tax." So he's still doing the social media stuff, waiting for his contract to finally be landed with the Bengals. And we're also on Trey Hendrickson alert, waiting for that move to get done. Where is he going to be traded to? Myles Garrett now off the market. So does Hendrickson end up in Washington with the Commanders? Does he end up in Philadelphia? Hopefully not, but thank God neither one of those teams are going to be getting Myles Garrett this year. Still waiting to hear what's going to happen with Jameis Winston. 49ers and Chargers have been conversing with him for a potential backup quarterback role. So looking forward to see where Jameis ends up. But that's kind of the 411 on things that are taking place now in the NFL. Been a long day of quite a few signings.
Massive.
Good to see the Cowboys finally get in the mix there, adding Javonte Williams, 24-year-old running back out of Denver. We'll see. I can't wait to see where Rico ends up and how much he ends up pulling. And Najee Harris still out there as well. So there's still a couple of backs to be had.
It's disappointing. I mean, at least they didn't sign Najee Harris, which would have been like three times that money for maybe even less production. But it's going to be really interesting to see where the Cowboys take this, because I have felt like since this offseason started, if you'd make your offensive line better and get a star running back, you could make sure you made those things happen. Right? You wouldn't have to leave much to chance there. Trying to spread out and fix like all these different holes, there's a lot of holes to fix. And I just feel like you could make Dak a lot better. You could fix your running game. You could make your wide receivers better by giving Dak actually time. And you could take pressure off the defense. by not, you know, having so many three-play drives and punts. And we'll see. You know, I don't think this day one of free agency has given me any indication that they're serious about putting together a contender.
No.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is going to be a continuation of what the 2024 season was, which was a very soft and slow rebuild. We're going to try to give ourselves a chance to play relevant football in December and hopefully make the playoffs. But not really fully commit to trying to build a winner or fully commit to rebuilding.
Yeah, it's obvious at this point. Okay, we go to Mark Stein talking about the Mavericks. He says that Anthony Davis and Derek Lively are, quote, indeed both progressing toward an in-season return. Whether those reactivations actually happen, of course, remain to be seen. Anthony Davis played 2-on-2 this past weekend and will almost certainly reach the point before season's end that playing in an NBA game is feasible. So he should be healthy enough to come back, and then it'll just be a decision probably amongst him and the franchise. Is it worth even going out there the season is now rendered useless?
And we'll have to see how things go. You can't even be a play-in team. I think it's crucially important that you at least get to that 9 or 10 spot in the draft lottery. But even bigger than that, Chief, like the tank discussion is there. It's relevant. I love it. I'm here for it. You just have to make sure that you're not tempting fate and another catastrophic injury that would impact next year. That's why I'm not playing Anthony Davis. So if I'm the organization, if I'm in AD's camp, we're just not going to risk it. As small as it is, with how bad everything has gone, there's something in the air. Mm-hmm. And we got to see that that seasonal calendar flip over.
And I'm with you 100%. I think it's both things. You need to tank and get the draft pick. And also, yes, like it is contagious right now with these injuries for the Mavericks. You can't risk Anthony Davis in any way at all. Even 60 seconds on a basketball court is too much.
Look, I know how amazing we're going to be. I don't need him to get out there and remind anybody of how they're going to absolutely wreak havoc on the league and play some of the best defense we've seen in our entire lives if we can get all those guys on the court healthy at the same time.
Yeah, those 15 to 20 games next year are going to be incredible. Mark Stein also, how about this? He says Dallas has been repeatedly described as a potential Kevin Durant suitor before the deadline and since. But he says, I continue to hear that reports of its interests have been overstated. The Mavericks, based on my best read, are not currently planning for a 3-star construction. Mm-hmm. So we've been connecting the Mavericks to Kevin Durant really ever since the disaster took place of trading Luka and then trying to pick up the pieces. Durant almost traded at the deadline. Now it's obvious he is going to be traded. We thought the Mavs were going to be one of the biggest suitors to try and acquire him. But Mark Stein is kind of putting the kibosh on that a little bit.
Well, and he would know. He would know.
Yeah, no
he's
doubt.
A dialed insider every bit or more than his peers. But we did have the report that they had the dream. Right, we were there on Radio Row. The report came out like the Mavs had dreamed about this. Maybe they only want to do it if it's the perfect trade, and the Suns at this point want a lot more than what the Mavs would be offering. And I think that's the right way to do it. The only way you should put three stars together is if it's not at the expense of your supporting cast. I think that's kind of bared out to be true. Like, it's really only going to work if one of them is named LeBron.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it's any other three dudes, you're probably not going to be able to build that great of a team. And I'm fine with that, because as fun as KD would be, I wouldn't be willing to do that if I had to give up Washington and Lively and Marshall. Oh. It's like, no. You need the quality wings and bigs that you have right now. Make it that if you can just get any two star players with these guys, you're going to have a chance to win a championship.
Well, Chuck, what are you son of a gunning about over there?
Dre Greenlaw is off the board. He's going to Denver. So the Broncos defense just got better. Gosh, that's a great defense there in Denver. They got Hufanga from San Francisco at safety, and now they're going to bring in Dre Greenlaw.
They're going full Denver 49ers on us.
Yeah. That was one we were hearing the Cowboys could have interest in, or he wanted to be a Cowboy.
I don't have the numbers on the deal, but gosh, this running back free agent class is drying up.
Maybe linebacker.
Maybe your best bet is like try and call Eric Kendricks. Does he want to come on back for you, have another 100-tackle season?
Yeah, dude, they got to find the Zach Bond of this year. Just the guy that nobody wants. Former team was using him wrong.
And a crazy deal. 3 years, $35 million.
3 years. What's the guarantee on that? Probably $20 million.
Don't even have a guaranteed listed.
Yeah, I mean that's a palatable contract.
Pretty affordable, right there.
That is frustrating. I did see in regards to Kevin Durant though, maybe the Mavericks wouldn't want him anyway because he's potentially washed. Skip Bayless said on Twitter, "The more I watch him at age 36, the more KD looks mentally semi-retired to me." And then Kevin Durant quote tweeted it and tagged Skip and just said, "Bleep it, we're both washed. It was a great run for both of us." So maybe he's leaning into that a little bit right now. Obviously, Kevin Durant very sarcastic there on Twitter. Now, elsewhere around the world, we did get some.
That's that entire team a lot of nights. I'm sorry,
the Suns.
I've seen the Suns a lot lately.
Yeah,
they're gonna win enough to pass the Mavs here for this play-in spot, but a lot of them are checked out.
How does this excite you, gentlemen? The return, starting today, KFC is testing the return of their famous potato wedges in Tampa area stores only. If this two-week test is successful, it will return nationwide. That was always my side whenever I would go to KFC. And then they pulled the rug from under us. I love the potato wedge. And if you're anti-potato,
gravy on that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would and do and, dip, and dip, dip. Will. Continue to but yeah, the potato wedge is making their return. They're kind of I think they're a hot item.
Yeah,
people were frustrated when they went away, but they're also a bit controversial. Some people just say it's too much potato. Give me just your classic fry, maybe make it a curly fry or something.
Yeah,
I like the dense nature, but I'm a potato freak, so for me this is one of the better ways to consume french fries.
And the wedge is unique and it's delicious. KFC did it right.
You know, I'm with you, though. I just figure I'm skeptical when I see those at a fast food spot. Like, if you are a five-star restaurant and you're coming at me with potato wedges, I know it's going to have the ideal amount of, like, butter or grease or whatever you're putting in there and the right amount of seasoning, salt, and all this. I mean, it's going to pop. It's going to be perfect. The right amount of flakiness through the center of that potato. I guess I'm just skeptical, you know, after being to delis and trying their potato wedges over the years. I just they're easy to overdo. They're easy to underdo.
Yes, yeah.
You got one with too much snap.
Yeah, there's the sweet spot there. Some of them, they try to go for too much crisp, and then they dry out the innards of the potato and ruin the integrity of that. But then
that's why you fry them twice.
They underdo it, and then now there's not enough crisp, and it's just a soft potato. Mm-hmm. But I thought KFC really had that thing dialed, and hopefully Tampa shows out in a big way, and we can get that released nationwide.
They're pretty good, and they season it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they have a seasoning on it. Their fries are pretty decent.
I like their fries.
Yeah.
But they're potato wedges. I'm glad you agree because you're not really the fry guy.
No, I eat them with a whole lot of ketchup. I'll get with those potato wedges.
The wedges are good.
I like the seasoning on it, Broadus.
Yeah, it's good. Did you guys see a bachelorette party hit Dak with the Eagles chant in the Bahamas over the weekend? And they actually spelled it correctly.
They did a good job.
Which was probably the biggest surprise.
Educated Eagle fans there.
But Dak's hearing it at every turn right now.
Now he knows how we felt at the Minnesota Super Bowl. That's very similar kind of setup there.
I love that Dak and the Joneses both go on vacation this time of year. You know, it's just the consistency from the top down in this organization is special.
Did you see how Dak was walking?
It was a little gingerly.
Yeah, it was a little funny. Like he's been sitting in a bar stool chair for too long, and you get up kind of fast.
I've been trying to tell you about this ankle reconstruction. Asleep.
You have to step like 10 times before your back fully gets the posture that
can't move too quick.
Yeah, he didn't look overly
concerned.
Definitely,
you know what that's like, Lucius. How's your leg coming around?
It's awful.
Awful.
Yeah. I do it'll be great one day. I do a whole lot of activities, and it's gone for 2 days.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, swell up on you.
Wow. You know what that's like.
I love this from the 469. You got to fry the potato wedges in duck fat.
Yeah.
I've never had duck fat fried anything.
You can fry them twice, too, is another way to do it. What you do is you, what they call par fry them, and then you take them out, you put them in the refrigerator, and then fry them again, like fry them cold. And it makes it really pillowy, like inside, but crisp on the outside.
Hmm.
So, good way to do it.
Pro tip.
See, and now we're getting into the 5-star restaurant type of work.
Yeah.
And this is
craft potato wedging.
Well, those are kind of fries I would serve to you if we were doing steaks.
Well, I'll tell you the number one fry in the world, number one fry now in the great state of Texas as well. It's at that Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers.
Great fries.
Am I right?
Oh, my Lord. Those garlic fries.
Yes.
Dude, I've never had a garlic fry that felt like this wasn't just some douse it in garlic powder. This was actually felt like it was fried in legit garlic.
The only restaurant I've ever had that was similar, downtown Portland, the Portland City Grill. It's up on the 20th floor of this spot. It's a legendary place to go have lunch or dinner, and I'd never had a fry similar, but they might have beat it. That's how strongly I feel about those fries, and I cannot wait to be back for the first Friday of March Madness. We'll be there.
That's like the best place to be for March Madness. We're just going to be surrounded by all the televisions, games.
Well, thank you for that sports hodgepodge, Chief.
Yes, sir.
When we come back, it's time to crosstalk with the fan after dark. We'll see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for in a Monday night. We're back at the Nation.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.